In this life, I have a little shed not far from a house we live in, and far enough not to be bothered too much by the kids. And it wasn't built for writing in. It was a tool shed or a workroom of some sort, and it's pretty sturdily built, but it wasn't built for comfort, and the walls don't quite come up to the ceiling. There's a little space of 3 or 4 inches where the cold wind blows in the wintertime, and where birds come in other times of year, all times of year. And sometimes it's a mess. The birds fly around madly, beating at the windows and shitting all over my books and knocking over things. And it's trouble to get them out. And last summer, a couple of finches, California linnets, the male has that beautiful red throat and breast, built a nest inside up on a rafter right above my head where they could fly in and out. And some eggs were laid in the nest, and the mother bird sat on them. And I began to feel very proprietary and paternal about those eggs. And at first, when I'd walk in, the bird would fly out, and I would walk out, and she'd fly in. And she began to see there was no percentage in that, as she wanted to get her eggs hatched. So she learned to sit on the nest while I was in there, and we'd stare at each other for a while. I'd go on working sometimes. And I became very fond of what was going on in my little house. And but the eggs never hatched. A cat killed her one night, and we tried to hatch the eggs, but compared to finches, I'm not very well educated. And it was a tremendous blow. I mean, the cat killed other birds. That wasn't the same thing. And I wrote the poem in this life in which. Everyone, everything, is eaten, finally. We eat, and then we get eaten. Norman O. Brown says that's the meaning of the crucifixion. To accept that you get eaten in this life. Now the cup of grasses and down is cool, the eggs cool, the throne empty from which she would step down, and growing still, look out long toward the darkness. One moist and terrible night, it came creeping and tensing its jaws, and it too grew still. And then it had her, and a small diamond of light opened in her brain. I remember the eyes closed tight against the final ecstasy of the teeth, the weightless, blood-beaded lump of feathers buried now under the iris, being slowly eaten alive by the air. Here's the father blossoming on a twig to sing the song of the bleeding throat on this day of crystal wind and young sunlight. He sings the endless song of irises wrinkling and wrinkling and becoming nothing. Road of fine sand strewn with fallen wings. The toad, the mouse, the blind nestling taken in deep grass. He sings of a diamond, sings of the spokes flashing brilliance at the center of the ceaselessly collapsing floor of bone. And I wish I sang with him. He sings the only truth in this world where men remember mostly lies. Sings it and sings it till it breaks at last into particles of light. Blossoms of mercy in the midst of the Holocaust.